Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of the Crisp Sessions. This was originally a bonus episode that you had to pay for, but we realized that we enjoyed it so much and that it's so good that we're releasing it for free as a little Christmas present. If you like it, then there are still 5 other bonuses episodes that you can buy, but this is too good not to release to the public. It is complete and utter nonsense all the way through. It is the most crisp sessions that has ever been made. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. And welcome to bonus episode 3.
Yes.
Of series 2 of the Crisp Sessions.
Are these being released in order?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
If they're not, this one is.
Yeah, yeah.
None that
previously on.
Yeah.
If you remember from episode 2, which we've just done back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
We're covering knickknacks.
Because we're grafters.
Grafters, mates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We do in. 2 hours of podcasting recording per week. not every week.
I needed a day off. I needed Tuesday off, didn't I?
Yeah.
It doesn't go away like I can't do it. It's too rough.
Well, you didn't tell me that. You told me because you was waiting for some tea towels.
Oh, I was waiting for tea towels.
You was waiting for merch, weren't you?
I was waiting for merch, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just...
It's today that you're hungover.
It's today I'm hungover.
But you've powered through.
I've powered through. Knickknacks today.
Yeah.
I had a point to make. What was my point? The point is, with knickknacks, is I once had a disciplinary off someone in the afternoon when I knew he had knickknacks for his dinner.
Right.
And I couldn't take him seriously.
So, you saw him have knickknacks?
At dinner.
Yeah.
And I had a disciplinary at 2, so after dinner.
So you knew the disciplinary was coming?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I went, oh, I'm fine, he's had knickknacks. You can't get sacked off a knickknack eater.
You can't sack after knick-knack.
If he was having sensations, I thought, oh, no.
Oh, I'm in trouble here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What crisp would you have if you were sacking someone? I think I'd be too nervous. If I was going to sack someone, I don't think I'd enjoy it. So I'd want something... I'd need something comforting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But are they seeing you eat it?
Oh, right. In that case, you need a power crisp, don't you? So
what about a salt and shake? Get them to salt your crisp, shake it, and then fuck them off.
I'd send them to the shop, knowing that they've got a disciplinary.
Yeah.
But also, a salt and shake, it shows that you're in complete control.
Mm.
You don't care about anyone. I decide what's going on.
That's a narcissistic crisp, isn't it? Yeah. A salt and shake. That's red flag, ladies.
Yeah.
If he gets a salt and shake out, he'll probably bat it.
Why aren't they a thing anymore, salt and shakes?
I loved them. Do you know why I love them? Do I love them? Because even though I know it's there, finding the salt packet is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finding something's brilliant.
It was like a prize, even though it was in every bag. It was
Is that a thing now?
No, but I'm surprised, really. Because you could, really, if I was going to manufacture crisps, and God willing, one day I will do, we could sell plain crisps.
Yeah.
And loads of different flavours, and you could mix the flavours.
Oh, my God.
If you sold the flavours separately, you could experiment. You could make your own dip fest with crisp. You could have crisp fest.
That is a genius idea.
Crisp fest.
And in the packets, you don't know what flavour you're getting. There's a secret seasoning. Could be prawn cocktail. Could be salt and vinegar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. Right. I think you should be able to buy a multi-pack of plain crisps, no flavour. And a multi-pack of flavours, right? So you get your cheese and onions, your salt and vinegar, your prawn cocktails. But then there is a mystery flavour.
Oh,
you could create your own flavours.
Oh, my God. This is such a good idea.
I mean...
I think we should get on it.
I don't think we should release this episode because someone else might steal it.
I swear to God, that is such a good idea, though. Because people are more creative nowadays.
Exactly. You've seen what's happening with YouTube and the internet. Why isn't the same happening with crisps?
The crisp market's stagnating, man.
It is, yeah. We need to open source crisps.
Yeah. Cause they try to market crisps in like a posh flavours, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like rosemary and thyme and
sea salt and balsamic vinegar.
Sea salt and balsamic vinegar, classic. Sweet chili and sour cream. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But if you're just gambling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love? I know this is a hate episode, but do you know what I love? And it really goes underappreciated. Finding stuff.
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. Finding stuff that I've lost.
Oh, finding stuff's amazing.
It is so good. So, right. The feeling of losing something is shit. But if it's really well lost, then on the journey, you might find three or four other things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the finding the thing, like losing your phone is the worst, but finding your phone is so much better. It's so much better. Yeah. And if you've lost it in the house, you might find an old book that reminds you of your younger days.
Yeah.
And then you've got a little nostalgia trip.
I'll tell you what's a good find up there with the phone. The passport.
Oh, the passport. Yeah.
The panic of your passport.
Finding your passport if you've lost it at the airport
Stop it.
That's wild.
I'd love to lose my passport, man.
We went on a trip once and we were through the security bit and we'd just gone through where you put your bags in. My mate dropped his passport in between, like, it was sort of like cabinets. Like, you know, you get through and you put your tray on there. It was behind that. And it was basically impossible for him to get it back. So he had to go to his office and they had to give me like a special thing because he'd already been through. And they let him fly and they let him fly home as well.
Fuck.
Yeah, but yeah, he nearly missed the flight. Very close to missing the flight.
I missed Amsterdam because when I lost my virginity, my passport fell out.
Fell out of what? Where was she keeping it? How worried were you about losing your passport?
I lost my virginity at a bus stop.
Right, okay.
And it fell out my jeans, my back pocket.
Right.
And I was due to go to Amsterdam like a week after.
Oh.
Never showed up.
The irony is you booked that trip to lose your virginity.
Yeah.
So you weren't too disappointed in the end.
Oh, listen, I lost my virginity. That is the main thing.
And your passport.
That's the main
Lost quite a lot there. You could say in that story, you're a bit of a loser.
Lost my dignity.
Yeah.
My virginity.
Lost your bus pass.
And my passport.
Lost the respect of everyone at that bus stop.
Yep.
I'm assuming this is like night time and not the way to work.
No, that's a baller move, isn't it? Do you know what was so bad though?
Yeah, shagging someone at a bus stop in the morning when you've never shagged anyone before.
And it was, I don't understand. Do you know, I can't taste food. I don't know how people shag up a wall.
Mm.
how's it so...
Yeah, I know
you do. Do you know what I mean? You're pitching a different angle and stuff. I was fucking missed. I was getting a leg. Oh, it was a shambles.
I don't know if this is a height thing, but I struggle with the wall or the stood up thing. I've got to like go on my tiptoes a little bit.
Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah. It's one of those things like in the height of passion, you think it's, you know, it's going to be great. And then it's like, oh no, let's go to the belly again.
Yeah.
It's just like, how do you have sex?
Let's go to the bus stop.
I'd love to be able to stand up having sex and taste basil in soup simultaneously.
One day.
Wearing a mask. Hang on,
who's Basil?
Do you think anyone's done that?
What, had sex while tasting basil?
No, do you think someone's ever sucked off
a guy called Basil? Yeah, Basil.
He's come and he's gone, you might get some hints of basil. I would so do that if I was named after a food. Do you think that's ever happened?
I hope so.
That must have happened.
I hope so. If it's not, let's do it. Let's find a guy called Basil. And you just sell it, say to him, hey, next time you get sucked off, why don't you say?
Yeah. Hints of basil. That would be the worst sex chat ever, innit?
I think it's the best.
Yeah.
I think it's the best.
You've got hints of basil in that.
There must be Fawlty Towers porn. There must be.
Do you think?
That line has got to be in there.
We should pitch it to Rebecca.
We should pitch it to Rebecca Goodwin.
Yeah.
Right, she's coming next week. Yeah. That one might be out by then. But...
Yeah, Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
Remake.
Yeah, let's pitch it. Right, we need to write that down. We can't lose a great idea like that.
I'd love that. Oh my God, imagine if we get Rebecca Goodwin film and she just looks and goes, it's a basil. I would love that so much.
There's not many names that are also foods.
No, Heather, but that's woman.
It's not really a food, Heather.
Is it not?
No, it's like a...
flower.
Yeah, I don't think
is
so.
It?
I think
what's Heather? What is Heather?
I don't know, I just know gypsies sell it. Well, they used to in the old days. I don't know what they do now.
What other foods?
If you know a gypsy, ask them if they sell Heather.
What is a name of a food?
There's not many. I think basil is... Yeah. Is one of your only ones?
Rosemary.
Rosemary, yeah.
If you're sagging a rosemary, she's got to be 70s minimum.
Licking out a rosemary and go, it's basil been here.
It's quite the spice rack.
Imagine. There must be a couple as well called Basil and Rosemary.
Oh, Basil and Rosemary, yeah.
Sounds like a crime-fighting couple. Let's make a crime-fighting couple who also do porn.
Yeah.
Called Basil and Rosemary.
Yeah. And whenever they arrest someone, they go, no, you're not taking me alive. They arrest them and they go, hints of Basil.
That's his phrase. He says it all the time.
Yeah. But his boss, he's like a maverick, you know, DCI Basil's a bit of a fucking maverick, do you know what I mean? And he just has his one name.
He's called Chief Inspector Spice.
And his boss, like, can't stand him because he doesn't do things the proper way, do you know what I mean? He goes against the grain and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they're in the office and one of the juniors is having tomato soup. And the guy looks at the case and it's like, oh, there's some missing paperwork. And the chief goes, that stinks of basil. And then the junior goes, oh, sorry.
That's the show. It's just constant.
Just constant ways to get basil in.
Rosemary, hardly ever mentioned. But basil all the time.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, he goes to like...
He goes to the doctors and they think you've actually got a very bad tumour. Ick.
Oh my god.
And it stinks of basil.
And his tumour puts off rosemary. She goes, oh, that tumour's giving me the ick.
I've got tumour ick.
I've got the tumour ick. And he goes, he's not been having sex for a while. Rosemary's put him on a sex ban. And he goes to a corner shop that's got robbed.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, oh, what did they take? He went, oh, they took all the cigs, all the whiskey. And I went, what about the herbs and spices? He goes, no, the basil was left untouched. And he goes, tell me about it.
What about your herbs and spices? What did they take? They took the money, all the valuables. Not any herbs and spices.
Are you still trying to get basil in again?
No, they didn't. Very popular.
Just asking to be no. any crimes involving basil. Just no, for fuck's sake. We're taking you off your case, basil. We're taking you off the case of conflict of interest.
Oh, his doctor's definitely called Dr. Pepper. I mean,
oh my god. That is so funny.
Right. If you don't make it, Sky will.
Oh, got to do that, man.
I think we could make a great sitcom.
That's so funny. Just shim on in the most strenuous ways.
To get bad.
Yeah, and he's like, he's proper waiting for him to say, yes. What? Say what? Oh, the basil's untouched. Tell me about it. Who'd play him?
Who's playing Basil? It's a real stick in the mud type guy. Mm. He's got to be tall and like, I'm thinking Basil Fawlty though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you think John Cleese.
Yeah, I don't want it to be John Cleese. I want it to be a straight man.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, have you watched Succession?
That's a good shout. The guy in it.
The Tom Wam, the guy who plays Tom in Succession.
Yeah.
That guy.
That's a good shout.
He was also in that show about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, cheat. That guy.
What about Rosemary?
Rose West.
Starring Rose West as Rosemary.
Never put rather than trying to shoehorn Rose into it, you just try to shoehorn West into it. Yeah. Oh, that sent my head west.
And a brother's called John. Sells tuna.
He's a piano tuner.
He's a record producer. He does auto tuna.
Do you reckon this is how they came up with all the big sitcoms?
Must be.
Yeah, that's how it evolved. I reckon that's how they started with the royal family.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's just a pun.
Work our way down.
Yeah.
Basil and rosemary. The taste of basil. I'd love that in a porn. Basil-based porn.
And then one day, he gets kidnapped and Rose has to find him. The episode title, which I know you don't like, it's called A Pinch of Basil.
That is so good.
One day he's got to play football. A touch of basil.
Quiz night. Hints of basil. Every job title is on basil.
They're just struggling after a while, so they do like he enters an art show and it's just called Basil Brush.
He goes off the rails, starts drinking heavily. Too much basil.
Too much basil. Little comma in there. Too much basil.
He doesn't. He's impotent. He goes through impotent, and Rosemary goes sexually frustrated. Not enough basil.
and it's called The West.
It's called Tarragon Files. It's called The Tarragon Tapes.
The Tarragon Tapes.
Featuring Basil and Rose West. That's a tuna salesman. Oh, so stupid.
Anyway, knickknacks.
Yes. The point being, you can't take him seriously.
You just can't. And that's what we established. We are serious men.
We are serious. If we went and pitched the Tarragon Files. Right.
To, who are we pitching it to?
I see it ITV.
Yeah, because it's shit. And they're shit at comedy.
Saran Jones sniffing around. Yeah. I'm thinking more dramatised, more drama comedy.
Oh, you think this is a straight show?
Yeah, it's a straight show. He
but he has hints of comedy. Is she, like Jonathan Creek.
Has hints of Basil. Hints of Basil.
It's like Jonathan Creek.
Yeah.
A light-hearted detective show.
Oh, do you know what I hate? I know we're doing tropes on a different episode. Wacky pathologists.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Why are they always zany?
Yeah.
Like a bow tie or something.
I like when you often see him as well. This happened in The Wire a lot, and since then I've noticed in loads of things. What are they called? Like, they look after the dead bodies, not morticians, but they do the, what's it called?
Embalming.
Yeah, sort of. When they're doing, like, to work out how they died.
Oh, post-mortem.
Yeah, the guy who does the post-mortems, whatever.
Post-mortem is, sorry, Bob Mortimer.
Those guys, whenever you see them, they're always eating.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like, I do this all the time.
Yeah, it's over the top to prove how casual they find it, isn't it?
There's no way you're allowed to do that with a butty. It's massively contaminating the crime scene, isn't it?
I know.
Oh, he seems to have died because he had ham lodged in his lung.
Yeah, just chewing an apple. Like, yeah, we can see it's gone through the fella's neck. And no, the dead disrespectful to the body.
But whenever you see a dead woman, you always have to go, even though they're dead, you go, nice tits. You have to do it.
Yeah. Bob Mortimer. I'm just thinking in the Tarragon... The Tarragon Files.
Yeah.
Bob Mortimer is the mortician.
Yeah.
That's another casting. So we've got Bob Mortimer, guy from Succession, and Rose West. So far. Who plays John West?
The piano tuner.
Mm.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
So we're pitching a world where Rose West is brothers with Ed Sheeran.
Well, no, because... They're playing characters. These are just the actors who I think would do it.
Yeah, but the age gap, I mean.
All right, okay. Did we say they were brother and sister?
I think so. I thought so.
All right, okay. All right, so it needs to be someone as old as Rose.
And they always try and get Ed Sheeran to help solve the case.
Yeah.
If only we knew someone who could tune a piano.
Where was the body found? It was found in this piano. Untuned.
You want the cigarettes and alcohol? I don't know, but we'll call an expert witness. In your expert's opinion of piano tuning, who do you think stole the cigs?
The whole spice rack's missing. And this piano has recently been tuned. John?
He just does that.
Tuned perfectly. A little too perfectly, you ask me.
This is freshly tuned.
like when they lick the cocaine.
Yeah.
Freshly tuned and a hint of Basil.
Yeah. This is. This is off key.
That's another thing about detective shows. is when they find a load of coke and then one of them like licks it and goes, that's pure cocaine. What? You can't do that.
No, I know.
You can't just take it.
Yeah. I know. Why is that?
Like, take it to the lab.
Yeah, take it to the lab. And, yeah, I don't like... Yeah, there's so... There's laid with them in it, detective shows. Mm. I written a detective parody.
Oh, yeah, I did once, actually.
Called Ian Malone.
Okay.
Because on his thing, it's I'm Alone.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, very good, yeah.
And he's, like, you know, just stereotypical fucking... You know, you just drink... You're pissed. You can, how can you expect to solve a crime? You are pissed.
It's whiskey all day.
Yeah.
Not even a beer.
And like,
yeah. Scotch.
And he's not... And he went, I don't believe in paperwork. And I went, well, we're not going to get a conviction then, are we? There's no... What do you mean you don't believe in paperwork?
I'm not going to do this by the book. Well, you're going to get sacked.
I know. It will fall apart in court. It will literally fall apart in court. Your conviction rate is 0%, Ian. You just batter people.
Give me your gun, and he gives me a gun. And your other one. And now we're going to arrest you for concealing that other weapon.
Yeah. It's in my pants.
I wrote one. It was so fucking stupid. It was a pilot for this scheme thing. And it was called Lunch Crime, right? And it was about a guy who got a job. And he tried to solve crimes on his lunch break.
That is funny.
It was so stupid.
I like that, though.
But it was all... Every episode would be him and this new guy who just started. He was like his Dr. Watson. Mm. And they would try and solve crimes. But there was clearly no crime being committed. Yeah. So, like, he'd go to the shop and he'd think the shopkeeper was an imposter. And it wasn't the real him and stuff like that. They go on this mad journey and stuff, but it was fucking stupid.
Don't mean Lauren written one. Well, just came up with it. Was asking about called espionage, where we unsolicited do spy work for people.
That's it. That's exactly what lunch crime was. Yeah.
So
they tried to solve a crime that no one asked them to. Yeah.
What we'd do is we'd break in someone's house while they're sleeping, leer over them, and when they wake up, they go, don't worry, no crime's been committed. Thanks to espionage. She goes,
it's called Stephen Pionage.
Stephen Pionage. Espionage. That's on his Espionage.
Espionage is espionage. That's his company. Espionage is espionage. Oh. We'll espionage anything you've got to espionage.
We're the leaders of espionage.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
We get enough. We get more bonus people, we'll make a sitcom.
And the rival company is Nicki Minaj. Espionage. Stephen Pienaar and Nicki Minaj are mortal enemies in the espionage world. And they constantly try and espionage each other, but their disguises are off. Like, Stephen Pienaar comes into Nicki...
No, Stephen Pienaar.
Stephen Pienaar goes into Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
Dressed as Stephen Pienaar.
Dressed as Stephen Pienaar. I'm not Stephen Pienaar. I'm Stephen Pienaar.
Felt differently.
Former Everton Spurs midfielder Stephen Pienaar.
Just this white guy with a mustache with just a Pienaar top on.
Spelt wrong.
Cross that. Cross out Arge.
Cross Pienaar. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Oh, you're listening to the origins of the greatest sitcom ever made. That's
so funny. Just he was so bad at espionage. Handed down to him. You've got big, vibrant marketing, you're really ostentatious marketing.
Yeah, all the clothes is branded with their logo on. Espionage, espionage.
But do you know, like in The Wire and stuff or whatever, they have like a police van. And it's like a florist, but it's just got espionage, bright yellow van.
His phone number on, a picture of him like that.
Carries a boom mic for wired conversations.
His picture's like this.
He goes, like, try and get some on tape. She goes, 1 minute, can you just say that again? Checking the levels. Try and get a confession.
Yeah, he's got a mic like this.
So you were saying about that crime you committed.
What? Do you want an ice cream or not?
You've been espionaged. What?
There's someone with a camera and he's got like a clapperboard. Espionage attempt one, take one.
Did you commit a crime today?
No.
Fuck. Wily old fox.
Do you need any espionage?
Have you had a crime committed against?
It's got adverts. Big adverts. I'll commit espionage. I can blend into any background.
He goes door to door. I'm just in the area and I just wonder if you want any espionage.
Is this in the same universe as Basil? Yeah.
Basil, it's in the same...
As the, what was it, the Tarragon Files? The
Tarragon Files, yeah. It's multi-layered. It's the same town, it's like Holby City and Casualty.
Right, yeah.
It's in the same town.
Yeah, every now and again, they'll guest appearance on each other's shows and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes there's a crossover where Basil needs a confession, so he comes to Stephen Mianage. And Nicki Mianage, she's like...
Hang on, is this Nicki Minaj, or is this just someone called Nicki Mianage?
It's gone, she looks exactly like Nicki Minaj, but she's just called Nicki Mianage.
We'll get Nicki Minaj to play it.
Yeah, Nicki Mianage. She...
I think it should be a woman that looks nothing like Nicki Minaj, who's pretending to be Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Pauline Quirk.
Dresses exactly like her.
Pauline Quirk playing Nicki Minaj, playing Nicki Minaj.
Who's playing Stephen Pianage?
Who's playing Stephen Pianage? Who'd be a good Stephen Pianage? Gary Windass from Corrie.
Right. So when I first moved to Manchester, every single time I went out, I saw Gary Windass from Corrie. And I mean, it was insane, right? Me and my housemate...
Where did you just go? What just, places?
Just round town, anywhere we went. Mm. Me and my housemate would go out, and every time we'd see him...
That's weird.
It happened 3 times when we went out together, me and my housemate.
In different places, though?
Yeah, different places. But at the time, we both worked at ITV as well. Mm. So we'd see him about there. We'd never spoke to him. And then every time we went out separately, me and my housemate, we'd see it just everywhere we went. He was there. I think he might be Stephen Pianage.
That is what Stephen Pianage would do.
Yeah. So
we've got our Stephen Pianage.
We've got our... If he doesn't want to do it, I'm not making it.
Oh, yeah. He's make or break. We build the show around Gary Windass. And on his credits, not his actor's name, it's Gary Windass from Corrie.
And Stephen Pienaar.
Stephen Pienaar. Being Stephen Pienaar. And he always fucks up. He goes, I'm Gary Windass. I'm Stephen Pienaar. So you do a bit of shit, though. Gary Windass from Corrie. Stephen Pienaar.
There's some people that listen to this that are very good at making fan art.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I would love some fan art.
Oh, please, Tories. Never mind the Tories.
Never mind the Tories. He's going to make something. I want a poster, like a film poster.
Yeah.
Of espionage.
Espionage.
And obviously the Tarragon Files.
Tarragon Files and espionage, yeah.
The thing is, people who... Because if someone made that, we'll retweet it. And I find this a lot on Dead Men as well, that retweet some fan art and stuff. And I often think the people that haven't listened to that episode, what the fuck will they think that is? Like, some of them are very obvious, but some of them are really not.
Yeah. We did a film one on Green Room where it was a love story between a wolf and a whale. We had loads of fucking posters and fan art and stuff. It's so fucking stupid.
I love the fan art, mate. The one, I mean, this is going to come out in ages, and Freddy's better now, or he's getting better. But the one when Freddy was ill was so funny. If you've not seen them, go on the Dead Men Talking Twitter and look for Freddy Quinn in the bubble.
Oh, it's absolutely work of art, wasn't it?
Incredible. There was hundreds of them.
It was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen Twitter so united. The money was dying.
Yeah. There was a point after a few days when me and Rob would chat on the phone and going, and then it just occurred to us both at the same time going, hang on, what if he does die? Yeah. We'd not even considered it.
No.
We were just laughing at his misfortune.
It was so good, that. That was a mint few days, that.
Yeah, when our friend had Legionnaire's disease. Nearly died in intensive care. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. It was a great few days.
Do you know how we found out you got Legionnaire's disease? Detective Basil. DCI Basil, mate, on the case.
Is it DCI? Is that...
Oh, that's too senior, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah.
DI.
Yeah.
DI Basil, DS Rosemary.
All right, is that
she's a subordinate.
Right, yeah.
But she wears a trouser.
Well, classic Rose West.
Yeah. She wears the trousers in the relationship, though.
Right.
So it's a nice little contrast.
Yeah.
Contrast in the flavours.
It all started because you said you don't like people who can taste things.
No, I do like people who taste things. I just hate I hate myself because I can't taste things. That's the thing.
Yeah, you got no taste.
I'd love to be able to taste Basil. Oh yeah, then it went to cum, didn't it?
Oh yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to pitch. We've got
porno.
We've got the porno. We've got the crisps, the new crisps.
We should have Tarragon Files porn.
Right.
So we'll make the drama and then
do a parody.
And then
of it.
Beckham makes a parody of it.
For a second, then I thought you said Beckham.
Tarragon Piles.
The Tarragon piles.
And
you go, what are my piles like, Rose? Oh, they stink of basil.
Yeah, that's right.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I reckon Basil as well. Eats nothing but Basil. Just pure Basil.
Yeah, and then at the start of the porno, like a plumber comes around and went, someone want their piano tuning?
So stupid. Well, I think we've got the makings of a good pilot, certainly.
100%, mate.
Yeah.
The Tarragon Files.
If you want to see us make this, you've already given us some money, just give us more.
Yeah, we'll just play all the parts for now. We'll make a pilot where we just play all the roles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to keep costs down. Send that to IT.
Which one of us is playing Rose?
I think you're Rose.
I'm Rose, yeah, probably, yeah.
And then we'll send that to...
ITV.
Yeah, I'll be Nicki Minaj. You can be Stephen Peter.
This is a completely new show.
You bastard, Peter.
Right, I would like to make a commitment. Obviously, the people buying these bonus episodes, that is going towards cost.
Yeah.
But if anyone pays anything extra, which you can do on Buy Me a Coffee, that will go towards the Tarragon Files.
The Tarragon Files.
And espionage.
Espionage. Is espionage in the Tarragon Files? Is Tarragon Files the whole universe?
Well, we did say they were separate shows, but I suppose Stephen Pienaar could just be a character in the Tarragon Files.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like a co-lead sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's just in most episodes. They're part of the same team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nicky Pienaar is the sort of anti-hero.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not a villain.
But an enemy of
the team.
Yeah,
she's an enemy of the protagonist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like... in the sitcom where the landlord neighbour keeps coming round and like, oh, here he is again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't like him, but they're not really up to no good.
Yeah. There's a black and white Constable pairing called Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
But the pepper's white and the salt's black.
Okay. There's a woman who's obsessed with Coronation Street called... not thought this through, but Coriander. I don't know what the dirt is.
Carrie Ann. And she's dead thick. Everyone goes, Carrie Ann. Duh. She's dead patronising. What's your name? And Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann. Duh.
She's just really patronising.
Yeah, yeah. There's an half blind.
She's dirt after everything.
There's an half blind fella who's parsley sighted. He went blind in a horrific parsley accident.
I'd like to go back to Carrie Ann Durr.
Carrie Ann Durr.
I think she says that after literally everything. Where was the body found? Oh, Durr.
How'd you have your tea? Milk and two. Durr.
She's in court giving evidence.
How long have you been a policewoman for? 10 years.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I do.
Yeah, is this Mrs. West? There's been a horrific accident. Is your son Damien West? He got hit by a lorry. Is he dead? Yeah.
She's in the team.
Carrie Ann Durr, mate.
She's in the squad.
She's the family liaison officer. She's so insensitive.
Family liaison officer.
He just says Durr after everything. Your child's been kidnapped. Durr.
Have you caught my son's murderer yet? No. Durr.
Oh, that's so funny.
I can't think of any other spices.
Oh, they're good to be. Let us know if any characters you want to see.
It's a journalist. It's called Paparazzi. Paparazzi. He's always photographing it.
Yes. Getting in the way of the bloody paparazzi. That is fucking ridiculous.
I mean, I would watch that over literally any other comedy that's ever been made by ITV.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think ITV have ever made a good sitcom.
Yeah, the paparazzi. So what's the character? That's just a term for them.
No, I think that's just one guy.
It's one guy.
Oh, no, I suppose it has to be the term for
him. Does he call himself the paparazzi? He thinks he's a journalist, he calls himself the paparazzi.
He's a cat.
It's a cat who takes photos called the paparazzi.
No, I didn't even take photos, actually. It's just a cat called Paprikat.
Paprikat.
Or maybe just Paprikat.
Paprikat.
Paprikat is just...
Paprikat, yeah. So...
Yeah, it's not as funny, though, is it? Just a cat.
No, we'll have a journalist who's really intrusive.
Yeah, yeah.
Paprikat. Because paprika is quite overbearing flavour, so he's an overbearing...
Yeah. Yeah, because he's always trying to get the scoop on all these murders.
Yeah.
And he's doing a lot of espionage himself.
Yeah.
Maybe later, as the show goes on, we find out that Stephen Pienaar is actually Paprikat Singh.
Yeah, but it's dead obvious.
No, I think it's been dead obvious all the way through. And then episode 50, it turns out he's been this amazing espionage person all along, but just one guy.
That's how he gets the cases.
Yeah.
And he goes to, like, the family who's had the murdered kid.
Yeah.
To try and... Because it turns out it's the dad.
Right, yeah.
And espionage and coriander. They try and get the information off him.
Coriander. I think he's my favourite.
Oh, coriander.
Everything. Every single episode, every line.
Is duh. That's a big role. Who'd you be giving coriander to?
So we need a lady.
Yeah, really obnoxious.
I keep going to soaps again. I'm going to Eileen off Corrie.
Oh, that's a good show.
I think they need to be a fat woman.
I like that. Yeah. Like proper...
Yeah. Because she is like that in Corrie a bit.
Yeah, really sour.
Yeah, bit sarky, bit patronising.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like her. That's a good show.
We're heavily Corrie based. Well, if we're pitching it to ITV, they've got the contacts.
And every actor is, it's Eileen from Corrie. Gary Windass. Who's Gary again? Can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember even. Oh, he's Stephen Pienaar.
Oh, he's Stephen Pienaar, isn't he?
Don't worry, we're recording all this. We won't lose any of it.
Yeah, Stephen Pienaar. Oh, the guy from, what's it called, that show? Succession.
Yeah.
Is Basil.
He's Basil.
Rose West as...
Rose West as Rosemary. Rosemary.
West. Who's John West, the piano tuner?
Oh, that was Ed Sheeran.
That's Ed Sheeran. Prices are going up.
he might be a struggle, especially for a supporting character.
The biggest stars are cheering, and he's just a bit. He just tunes pianos at crime.
One episode a series.
Tunes pianos at crime scenes. So stupid.
Where's Rose West, headliner.
And then we've got Pauline Quirk as Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj.
We've not got an actor for Paprikatsy.
Paprikat, but isn't that Stephen Pienaar?
Well, eventually find that out, but he looks nothing like him because he's good at espionage.
Oh, right, so he's got to be a deep fake.
I think we go back to Corrie and we go Roy Cropper.
Oh, yeah, he's a good one.
Because he's like a greasy...
Busy body, yeah.
Greasy paparazzi. I think he'd play a good paparazzi.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him in real life? He looks nothing like
him. Do you know what I used to do with Roy Cropper? This is so weird. You brought him up. There was a show on Key 103... Every day at 4, and I used to text lies about Roy Cropper. Really mundane ones, though.
About Roy Cropper or the actor who plays him?
No, just what I went, I bumped into Roy Cropper in Greg's.
I think he might have told me.
Every single day, though. Every day at 4, I went, oh, Jamie's back. What's Roy Cropper been up to today? It was like a running joke on the show.
Which is really boring.
I was at the dogs because they had like things. What did you get up to at the weekend and stuff? And I went to the dogs and saw Roy Cropper, the Bellevue dogs.
Right, so Roy's in.
Roy's in, yeah.
As Paprikatsy.
Paprikatsy. He plays the Paprikatsy.
What other? Didn't we have someone who's their boss? What was the boss called?
Who's the main spy?
Because Basil needs someone who keeps him in line.
Yeah.
Who's like super cop. The suit.
I think he's Puree. and he wears a wig.
Right. Okay.
He wears is DCI Pure. He wears a toupee.
Okay. Why Pure?
Tomato and basil.
Oh yeah. It's a
classic combination.
So he's Pure. DCI Pure.
Yeah, and he has a toupee.
I think because he's called Pure, I think he should look exactly like Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Because he's a pure race guy. He should look exactly like Adolf Hitler, but a very British accent. And that should be him.
It was Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant would do it.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant would do it. I know for a fact that Hugh Grant is struggling for money, so he'd do it.
Yeah, he's flustered. So that sort of flustered British.
We'll speak to... We don't have to worry about him. We'll get Hugh Grant.
Because he got there through, you know... He's a bit sly, you know. He's
boot licking.
Yeah, he's not. He's nervous. He. Although he's in charge of Basil, Basil runs rings around him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not going to hit him to discipline him.
He can't sack him because he gets results.
He's a soft touch.
Yeah. He's in.
He's rehabilitated Rose West for fuck's sake.
I think a struggle we're going to have with filming this is filming it around Rose West's schedule. As in is the real dead? Rose West. Well, if she is, then we're really going to struggle. Mm. I'm not sure. Is Rose West dead?
Yeah.
Is she? All right. Might need to rethink Rose West.
She rest in peace.
Gone too soon.
Who killed her? I know a man who can find out.
That episode's called Guns and Roses.
Oh, yes. Mm. I love that. Mm. So spirals.
We're not even talking about spirals. We're talking about knickknacks.
Oh yeah, because this all started from I can't take people seriously eat knickknacks. And that's utter shite for an hour.
I think we've got the makers of some good shows.
I really want to make it. You know,
I would love to make it.
But we play every character.
Yeah.
And just like. When this, say, if I'm playing two characters and have a conversation, we just do two takes, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but we should do really shit. So they're both facing right.
Yeah. So it's proper make it ash. I want to write a proper bright yellow suit for espionage.
Yeah, big trilby. Like the mask would wear.
Yeah.
Green face. In fact, Jim Carrey plays him.
Yeah.
And he's just the mask.
And he's dressed as a tree. Yeah,
but as the mask.
Yeah.
So he's dressed as the mask. And then he's holding some branches.
Yeah. But in an office block. Trying to overhear with two microphones. Trying to overhear things.
So he's dressed as the mask with two microphones, no branches. But a birdhouse on his hat. I'm a tree.
Psst. 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 Do you want some espionage to me? Going on door to door just as a tree.
And now cards. Stephen Pienaage is espionage.
So funny.
We're going to need to credit Lauren, because obviously Lauren
came up with it, yeah. She'll be exec producer, I think.
Yeah. I'll be the runner.
I was backstage at Blackpool, like the biggest gig I played, like a 2,000-seater. And we was backstage just fucking playing espionage. It was so fucking stupid.
It's a good show.
It's a great show.
I think it has the potential to be the greatest comedy ever made.
Yeah. Made deliberately terribly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like really bad cuts and stuff.
Yeah.
Boom and shot and things like that. Do you know what I mean? Love that.
Yeah. So knickknacks, what are your thoughts on them?
Yeah, don't take people seriously. We they used to they were for a while they were my favourite crisp, you know, when you're like 13 and Sky One.
Right.
You're watching Sky One with knickknacks.
Right, yeah. They're my least favourite crisp.
Yeah, I've
grown out of it.
Yeah. Joe, when I discovered my palate was a bit more developed, was when I went from nice and spicy to scampi and lemon.
Right, okay.
That scampy transition.
It's like the non-Jews bar mitzvah, isn't it?
Yeah.
You become a man when you have scampi and lemon.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, come on, you're 15 now. Time to grow up. And remember, you know, you go to the pub with your dad, and you go, you can have a scampi for our son.
I actually remember the first time I had real scampi, and my mum told me that I was really grown up for eating scampi, and I don't know why. It's like a kid's tea, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was because I always had chicken nuggets, but this place didn't have chicken nuggets, it had scampi. And so my mum told me I was a grown up for having scampi.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I suppose I'm an adult now. Yeah. I'll be getting to a bank account next week, will I?
It is a bit grown up, though.
It's more grown up than a chicken nugget.
Yeah, chicken nuggets. They made a chicken nugget. Someone served a chicken nugget on MasterChef The Professionals, like a mint one.
Oh, yeah.
Like a prop.
That sounds horrible. You don't put mint on a chicken.
Oh, there's a dead cool guy called Mint.
Mint Spectre. Mint Spectre Nugget.
Mint Spectre Nugget. Oh, Mint Spectre Nugget. Mint Spectre Nugget. Really suave.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's a cool. He gets all the girls.
Doesn't even have to try.
Oh my god, respect a nugget.
Always just dap. His tie's perfect.
Yeah, nice tan, white teeth.
Yeah.
He's suave and not arrogant with it. He's just like everyone wants. Men want a BM, girls want a fucking.
But he's younger than Basil.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's younger.
Yeah.
He's their subordinate, but.
Yeah.
He's there for the physical attribute. If there's a chase scene,
yeah,
he's doing the running. He's doing the dog's work. Dog's work, but he's good at it.
Yeah.
He's mint.
Bobby Brazier. Plays him.
I don't know who Bobby Brazier is. I thought he was a pun on a food. I was like, braised steak? What's he on about?
Is Jay Goody's son.
Is he an actor?
Yeah, it's EastEnders.
Is he?
He's brilliant. He's really good. Freddie in EastEnders.
I don't watch EastEnders.
It's very cheerful and bright.
Yeah.
He's our Inspector Nugget.
Inspector Nugget.
Yeah, and he's like, he's partnered with Coriander.
Because he's
happy and positive and she's obviously dead negative.
They do a lot of good cop, bad cop interviews.
Yeah. Just tell us where the money's kept.
Look, I might be the nice guy, but you're not going to like my partner. She's really condescending.
Right, I've had enough of this.
Interview terminated at 3:41.
Where was you on the 12th of May? I was at home with my mum. At home with your mum.
Can I get my phone call? No, you've already had one.
And can your mum vouch for you?
Listen, you really should have a solicitor present. Coriander and Mint Spectre Nugget. They're definitely having a spin-off in a few series.
Yeah. Coriander is going to be the star.
Yeah, they need to have great chemistry. That's so important that they have good chemistry.
Who have we got for her? Oh, Eileen, innit? Eileen and Bobby Brazier. But it's Jay Goody's son on the credits. We'll play all the parts, but in the credits, we'll credit all the actors we wanted. Get one IMDb, isn't it?
It's not beyond the realms of possibility that you could have one of these pitch meetings one day. If we made that pitched it seriously. What do you think?
Well, there's an interesting character and the really good arc of Coriander. And what's her arc? Well, she says,
but then by the last episode of the final, so we're doing 10 series, 24 episodes in each one. So in the 240th episode, she goes, she just doesn't say it. She's just really nice to everyone.
Yeah, on the last episode, she goes, huh? So it's Corrie and, huh?
She's stumped. Yeah. Corrie and, huh? And everyone else goes,
and see. That's it. It's her birthday. They have a big surprise for her. And happy birthday, Coriander. And she goes, huh?
Oh, my God. Oh. All right, well, that's...
That was a waste of space. What the fuck are we talking about? Knickknacks. How do we get from knickknacks to that?
Well, if you want to hear more about the Tarragon Files...
Tarragon Files.
You don't even have to send more money. We know people are skint. Just tell people about the podcast and how stupid it is. Maybe tell them anonymously so you're not getting tarred with the brush for all this.
And if you see us in public, don't forget, love the podcast.
This is probably not going to go out for about 6 weeks, right? No. You're definitely going to forget about that.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's what's going to go. As many of you, because you might still be on tour at this point, so you might see a few people. As many people as possible say duh to Jamie.
Just say,
duh. Right, that's the end.
So
I need to go and write all of this down. Yep. So, see you later.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.